47, I told you about the only one, Elizabeth Taylor, who, at 15 years old, why, my parents thought I was nuts. They thought there was something wrong with me. In July of 1947, when I saw her in a movie called Cynthia, as I mentioned earlier, in June of 47, Harold Stein, my cousin, was so nice to take me to the movies there. I didn't want to go, but all throughout July and August, I worshipped, I adored her. She appeared on the cover of Life magazine in July of 1947. Check my facts there, right? Life, I think, was 15 cents at the time. It was like the good Lord was saying, here she is. I brought you to see this movie in June of 1947 called Cynthia at a little place up in Monticello before I came to Broadway. Now, a week later, she was on the cover of Life. Everything was rolling. And I was telling to all my friends and relatives in July and August up there in Stein's bungalow colony in Monticello, New York, how beautiful she was. They didn't know who she was, even except for a child star in National Velvet. And then she came to New York in September of 1947. Before I went to the hotel, she was on an ABC WJZ radio at the time, a show for 1 hour, a show called Kiss and Tell, the Corliss Archer story, where she played this young girl. I went down, I got tickets at the time, because you get radio tickets, and Mr. Holt, a dear friend of mine, got me the tickets. He worked at Rockefeller Center. And I can tell you, I saw her read Kiss and Tell with a script. I saw something many people don't know. The script was hanging loose, and this was an hour show. She dropped two or three sheets, were falling off the paper because it wasn't clipped right. The crowd went ooh and ah because she might have made a mistake. I was under tension. I didn't want to see her get embarrassed, but she never made a mistake. She kept her cool head, and for an hour I was going through trauma. Then she finally came out of the station. We were waiting for her. She got into a taxi, and it took off. And something said, run, run after her. It, being the slowest runner in the world, something strengthened me. It was a last gasp as I just made the cab before they changed the light. And I was, I was huffing and puffing as I just caught the cab and put the scrapbook through the window. And I said, oh, Miss Taylor, please sign this Life cover, which I bought in July. She smiled and looked at me and signed it. What a moment. 2 days later, I found out where she was. She was staying in the St. Regis Hotel, and guess what happened? I went down, I tell you what happened. That was a great year in 47. Now in 48, I was still crazy over her. She was going out with Glenn Davis, the football star for Army. At that time, Blanchard and Davis were the number one team for Army College. He gave her a football ring, which she wore around her neck. Once more, I came to visit her. This time, she was staying at the Waldorf, not at the St. Regis. But I just saw her for a glimpse. But I said, that's enough. That's enough. Some nasty doorman said to me at the time, put some ice on your private parts. I wouldn't dare mention what he said. She's not here. She left. Well, I said to myself, that was 48. The big year was 47. So I had more than my share. But 48 was a great year in school, George Washington High School. Nothing like 4X beer from Brisbane. Excuse me. 4X.